Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
In about an hour, a little more than an hour, Hooman and Corey Rosen are going to be doing the big movie review.
Oh, what day is it?
It's Thursday.
Oh my God, it's Thursday.
It's already
right.
Thursday.
I watched Survivor this morning at 3. Okay.
We didn't talk about Survivor.
I know, I watched it at 3 o'clock so that we could talk about it. Anyway, go on. Your plug for the movies.
9:15. Corey Rosen is coming in to join Hooman for their movies reviews. They're doing First Man, which is the Ryan Gosling, where there's a bunch of uproar because they don't show him actually planting the American flag.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
All right, I can't wait to hear your take on it. And then something else called The Oath?
Yeah, that's Tiffany Haddish's new film. Corey's buddy directed that, and it's getting really good reviews, and we'll mention it real fast.
Is it a major release?
It is a major release. Yeah, I think it's going to be out in at least 500 theaters.
That's some real reporting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Corey went to all the talks the guy gave in the Bay Area and everything, and...
And was on the set for the filming, I would imagine.
Well.
Sounds like he might be tainted as a reviewer.
Oh, well, we'll just mention it.
His buddy.
Okay. Great.
Right.
Yeah. So you haven't seen it?
I didn't get a chance.
All right. Well, about 9:15, we'll be hearing that review. All right, Survivor. I got to say, I don't have a lot to say about last night's show. It was fine.
Agreed.
It's a good, solid show. I really like the Gabby and Christian relationship, although they're all throwing Gabby under the bus now.
There's no relationship there. He's totally mean to her. He's being nice, but he's floated her name as the reason. He's not a good guy. You like that guy?
The guy with the nerd? The glasses?
Yeah, he's the one. He's the first one who said, we framed Gabby and made it look like she's the one who picked the last person out. She didn't do it, of course. Yeah. It's Mason Dixon, but we're going to make sure
that's the name of their alliance. The Mason Dixon
line has to take the heat. He's not a good guy.
No, I love him, and I love their little relationship. Like when they were together, bird trap they're making.
How are you not like appalled that he's behind her back going with the boy instead?
No, I think that secretly he's going with the boy and everything. But that dude's like they're perfect for each other. Like they should wind up together.
Except when she sees this, she's going to be all. You rat!
Yeah, but he'll do something to protect her.
I hope you're right.
Yeah. I hope I am too, because I really
pulls
I really
his
love
head
him
out because
and I really love her.
She really likes him. Oh, she's like, we're
cut from the same cloth.
Yep. Nerd. Team nerd.
Team nerd all the way.
So she is into him and he is a cad.
Oh, I didn't think you'd that. I love him. Huh. I feel like he just says whatever he has to say because he's socially feeble.
Yeah, but she's a nice lady who likes him, and he's burning her.
Mm. He's doing what he has to do.
And then the other two, there they were like, that guy's all, listen, I'm trying to tell you how you're coming off. You're black and I'm black. I'm trying to look out for you. And then those two are at each other's...
I know. That was like nuclear.
What is happening?
They're both sort of awful people.
Look after each other?
Yeah. They're both just...
Is it that one lady that's rubbing people wrong, Natalie?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Is the other guy Carl?
No, it's Jeremy.
Okay.
They're not.
Oh, I see.
They're both not super great at.
Oh, Jeremy's
talking to people.
An attorney.
Yeah.
So he's used to arguing, huh?
Yeah, but he's arguing like a crazy person. Mm. Like those didn't seem like super measured arguments.
No.
It was just like, hi, I've gotten crazy. Let me just spew some of
that
on you.
There's a scene where she walks up to three people sitting there. And she says, and Jeremy's one of them. Was it Jeremy? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The lawyer.
Yeah.
So she walks up to him and goes, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk to these two, if you'd excuse us. And he goes, no.
He sits down.
He goes, absolutely
he goes, no,
not.
No, why? So you can talk about me?
I'm not going to leave so you can talk about me.
Why should he leave?
Well, because, I mean, as social games go, that's not exactly the smartest move.
Right.
to be that person.
Well, it's kind of rude of her. I mean, she should have caught them aside without Jeremy being there.
You're like, probably right.
I thought he sort of walked up on that.
I don't know. But I didn't, because I was kind of fast forwarding through that this morning at 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought, oh, that is crunchy as hell.
Mm.
Eesh.
And meanwhile, he was the one who told her, go campaign for yourself.
Right.
And she even says that to him, like, you told me to go campaign. I'm like, get out of here.
I knew how bad you were going to be.
Yeah, if I knew you were going to be talking about. And he called a group meeting to tell everyone to stop planning.
Right.
To stop going off and talking to each other. Meanwhile, he's the one who does. He actually went into a guy's jacket to see if he had the idol or not. And the guy did. And he went in. He was like digging through the dude's pockets and found the thing. I know.
And did he say something
to everyone, basically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Yeah. Anyway, well, I don't want to tell you what happened, but don't worry. It's not a problem anymore.
Yeah.
Oh.
So anyway, but you know, so look, it's a great show.
It's early days, though, so there's a lot to do.
Not that much. I gotta say, it looks effing miserable there.
Yeah.
Like, they were getting rained on so hard during the challenge that I just thought, well, someone might drown during the challenge.
What do they keep saying? It's a typhoon or something?
Yeah, I guess. Is that that's what it's called in the southern hemisphere? Didn't someone tell us that?
Yeah.
It's a hurricane in the northern hemisphere and a typhoon in the southern hemisphere or something. So
anyway,
that's
yeah, it looks awful.
It does. It looks pretty freaking awful. Okay, so Scarlett Johansson is going to get, they're calling it equal pay for Black Widow. She's going to do a standalone film, and I guess that they're saying Chris Evans, who was Captain America, and Chris Hemsworth, Thor, were each given $15 million for their standalone. Yes, Vinny?
I have a question for Hooman.
Yeah.
You know all about the Marvel backstories and all the stuff, right?
Yes, okay. For the most part.
So
sure.
Here's my question to you. I actually think Black Widow could make an excellent movie. So she's a former Russian. She's got this dark, murky history that we don't know anything about. In this new movie, will we get to see the full backstory of Black Widow and bring us up to date? Or are they just going to put her on some new adventure?
This be like an origin story?
It will be an origin story.
Oh, good.
Absolutely. 100%.
Good. Okay, yes. Great.
Excited.
It's got to be. There's just no other way to do that.
Well, I mean, they could just say she's, you know, when, oh, the Avengers are out doing their thing and she's going to fight crime on her own.
Is she a major character? Like, does she have a known origin story? Like, I mean, I don't really know much about Black Widow other than she was, you know, she looked great in that one movie that they were all in together that I saw a few years ago.
It depends on what version you read, because the secret of Black Widow is she's really part of Hydra. She's really a bad guy.
Oh.
But they've gone out of their way to make her a good guy in the films.
Is it possible she's a double agent?
Well, she's like a triple agent, yeah. Like, just kind of going back and forth. So
that scene that opens one of the Avengers movies, I've been mowing through them, and I'm not sure which one it is, but where she's like, her hands are behind her back, and she's tied to a chair.
Yeah, that's a good scene.
The phone call comes in, and they're saying, and he's like, we need you to come in. And she's like, I'm working.
I know.
Hello.
That's a good scene.
I'm trying to. And he's like, no, we really need you to. And she, all right. And she just breaks up and kicks everyone, breaks out, kicks everyone's butt, and walks away, grabs her heels on the way out. And you're like, oh my God.
She's amazing.
She's such a butt kicker.
So looks like she's going to get $15 million for the standalone, but what she really wants is the Iron Man money. Like, how do you get that? How do you get the deal that Robert Downey Jr. got?
He got that deal before the whole Disney and everything went down. You can't get that deal anymore.
Oh. Well, that made him a kajillionaire.
Also, she might get that if the first Black Widow standalone crushes.
Mm. Then she'll say, if you want me back, I'm going to need a piece of the back end and all that stuff.
That's how you get the Robert Downey Jr. money, is you make the first movie is huge.
Marvel is disputing this $15 million payday for her. But they say, Marvel disputes the accuracy of these numbers, and as a matter of policy, we never publicly disclose salaries or deal terms. But they're publicly held companies, right?
So yes. So you
can
look
easily
it up.
Look that up.
I wish they couldn't, though.
I know. It doesn't seem right. seems like you should be able to say what the budget is. I know of a movie, but to have it broken down into, you know, what everyone got paid, it seems like private info, but
should be.
But since it's out there, let's report it. Anyway, you know, yay. Mm-hmm. Hashtag
more
equal pay.
Better,
hey,
right?
Hooman, was that always the way? Was, you know, like in the Clark Gable days, did they, was it in the newspaper that he got paid $400,000 to be in Scarlet, I Don't Give a Damn?
So, you know, back in the day, the studios owned the actors, right?
Yeah. They didn't get money for
And they didn't get money, yeah.
They got a weekly salary from the studios.
With multiple deals.
Then they would have to do the movies that they were told they were doing.
That's right.
But was the money they were being paid
huge?
Public.
Not really.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, as far as
That's
I know.
The question is, so, okay, however the pay structure was worked.
$500 a week.
Were people aware that Clark Gable was yearly paid by MGM this much?
Like, was that contract disclosed?
As far as I know, it wasn't. Yeah, because like you hear the stories of all these amazing actors. Look at the Three Stooges. They all died broke. So I don't think anybody wanted that to be disclosed. How little everyone was getting paid.
Well, maybe the rules were
different. How little they were paid.
Oh yeah. Oh my God.
Nobody got paid anything. You're talking about the Clark Gable days, the 1940s.
They owned you. They made you work. They told you. They even married you to people sometimes,
yeah,
so that you didn't, so that you weren't gay.
Wow.
I know. And then people smartened up and got agents and rules changed and unions were formed. And
yeah.
Ben Affleck and Shauna Sexton. She loves whiskey. He's a drunk.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. There, it's over. Surprise.
I had to think about that for a second. Ben Affleck.
Yeah, so Shauna Sexton is a Playboy model. And she's the one that it was reported that while he was in rehab, he was getting out to go home and work out, I guess at his own home gym. Meanwhile, she was there ready to work him out.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, that's what the rumor was. Because she would be, her car would be seen parked
She
outside.
Wasn't drinking with him, though.
Not while he was in rehab. I think that he actually sounds pretty serious. He's saying all the right things. It looks like they went on a trip to Blue Sky, Montana. Because she posted a bunch of Insta shots of that. But it looks like he ditched her. I mean, like you said, like one of her favorite things on, you know, how the Playboy Playmates do like the, you know, mean people, things I hate, things I love, whiskey. You know, whiskey was one of her things.
Yeah.
So.
For a drunk, I can only speak for myself, but one of the worst possible situations you can find yourself in is coupled up with someone who drinks. Because
right.
you're already weakened by the love you or lust you have for this person, and your ego is compromised because you can't drink and they can right in front of you. And if they're throwing it in your face, you're never going to make it.
They recently finalized their divorce, him and Jennifer Garner.
She looks so healthy and good right now.
She is just one of the most beautiful girls.
I love her.
I know.
You do too?
Yes. She's
all the pictures out right now are like, boy, she's coming out of this. She's over it.
Mm-hmm.
She's moving on.
Right.
She's fine. And in fact, that's one of the stories today is that she is looking at a date now. It's been 3 years since they broke up. They just got the divorce finalized. And there's some sourcing. Jen doesn't want to be single for the rest of her life, so she's open to dating. She's been on dates, but it seems like she isn't serious about a guy. She's focused on her kids and her job. So it looks like, I mean, this was a pretty short-lived thing anyway between Ben Affleck and Shauna Sexton. They were first seen together in August on a date in Malibu. And since then, he's checked into rehab. Jennifer drove him to rehab because I guess he was buying all the whiskey, you know, for this girl who likes whiskey. So you know, here's a shot of her. She is fine. And Jennifer Garner is now moving on. Looks good and open to dating again.
She's also got a new show coming out. I just saw a preview for it yesterday. It's on HBO. It's from Lena...
Dunham. Oh, Shauna Sexton has a show?
No. Jennifer Garner.
Oh.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah.
Great.
That's going to be starting soon.
Do people give a rat's ass what celebrities think about politics? Turns out, some of them do. Not all of them, but some of them. Taylor Swift got a lot of attention for espousing her views on, you know, who you should vote for in a certain, the Tennessee election, I think, for a Senate seat. There was a poll that asked 2,192 adults, do you care about a star's opinions on politics? And 58% of people said, no, I'm not interested in the political and social opinions of celebrities whose music, shows, and movies I like. Even if you're a fan, you don't want to hear the opinions. 21% of people say, yeah, I'm interested, and 9% are strongly interested. 59% of people say they do not learn about news and current events through celebrities. 30% say that they do. Yes, that's where I learn about my... Mm-hmm. Are they considering news people to be celebrities?
Well, okay, let me ask you a question.
All right.
Is Colbert a person you might get a news story from?
Mm-hmm.
He's a celebrity, right?
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
Is Jon Stewart someone who
absolutely
would be considered a celebrity before they would be considered a newscaster?
That's a great point. Not newscasters at all. Neither one of them. Those are comedians.
But Jon, in particular, is someone who lived, I should say, in that news world.
Mm-hmm.
1,000%.
Yes.
But he's also would never have been considered a newsman. He's a comedian.
That's a great point. And actually, I wonder if they figured that into it. Because
they
if you frame it like that, you'd say, well, you're right. I definitely hear some news through that. But I try to broaden it.
I think a lot of people hear their news on the Alice News Network as well.
Oh, yes, of course. I believe you mean the RAR, the Radio Alice Report?
No, I don't. We're not called
that. There's no network. Who are we networked with? Really? Because for years it's been the The Radio Alice Report, the RAR. Yeah, I'm confused as to what this ANN is.
The report itself is an Alice report, but it's the Alice News Network, the ANN.
Who else is in the network?
KCBS.
No. Those are their standalone.
My guy Stan. Him and I, my colleague Stan.
29% of people said celebrities should not share their political and social opinions. 33% said they should, and 12% said they can, but only on a personal level, like a social media account or something.
What's even more interesting about the point I just made is that now it's come to, like, for example, Kimmel also talks a lot about news.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. They all do, passionately. Even Fallon. Oh, I know. He's actually had all kinds of movements and.
Like, The Tonight Show used to do material, like, in that sort of vein of here's our opener, mm-hmm. and we'll do a gag or a joke or a drum hit on
about the president or
right, but
you know, whatever
but
was happening.
But there were never like
no there. I would say that Colbert, for sure, not. I mean, Jon Stewart's not on anymore, but you know, The Daily Show is a political show for sure. It's funny, but it's political. Mm-hmm. John Oliver, that is a political show for sure. They're comedy shows. Even Fallon does a lot of political commentary, a ton of it. Kimmel is fully in. Like he's great at it. Like he just is the king of calmly making a great point. I don't watch Corden anymore, unless he has someone good
on there. And Fallon wasn't ever going there, but got so much crap for the hair tussle that he goes there a little bit now.
No, they all lean that way. You know what I mean?
Right.
They sort of have to. And I'll credit The Daily Show for it because I think that they really took taking the news and making it funny to a whole new level. And that is what these shows feel like now. They're not just standing up there doing a monologue. They're putting graphics up. Seth Meyers does a huge political rant every single night. And they're great. But it's in that same format where they're putting up the graphics and they're showing clips from news shows and showing things that, I mean, it's all, I think, from The Daily Show.
And I'd argue that all that comes from the show Saturday Night Live where they used to do the news desk and would have those types of mm-hmm. picture.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear the evolution of it. I think it's.
Right. So anyway, I do see why people would say that they get their news from celebrities. Those are absolutely places people get their news.
No, it's funny because I was thinking more like the Scarlett Johansons of the world, but you're absolutely right. Colbert is a star, as is Jon Stewart. 40% of people say that when celebrities express their opinions, it's not at all effective in influencing them. 17% said it was somewhat effective, and 7% of people said it's very effective. 21% say they've unfollowed a celebrity on social media because of their political views, and 24% say they won't even watch a movie or show that someone who has expressed their political views, and they don't say agree or disagree, but if they're expressing political views, they won't even watch. 11% say they've donated to a cause because of a celebrity. And if you consider stuff like J.J. Watt's hurricane relief thing, I mean, what did he wind up getting there? Like $20 million or some crazy thing? That actually seems like a low number, that 11% said that. 22% say they've shared or reposted a celebrity's political social media post. 65% say I have never done that, and 13% didn't know. And for what it's worth, 40% of the respondents identified as Republican, 36% were Democrat, and 24% were independents.
Hey, I did a bunch of research, and I got the salaries of some notable people from 1937.
Fantastic.
So this is what they made in 1937. This is just a few names that you'll recognize. This is for the year.
Okay.
And then I've got a number for Clark Gable, since that's the guy we asked about. So Cecil B. DeMille, the director of Ten Commandments and Cleopatra, in 1937, he made $35,000
year. Well, that's probably great money in 1937. In
Charlie Chaplin that year made $125,000.
Whoa,
he got
dude.
All the money.
Walt Disney that year made $39,000. Mm. Samuel Goldwyn of MGM, it's Metro Goldwyn Mayer, he made $22,000 that year, $23,000. Mae West, you know who Mae West?
Oh,
yeah. 323,000.
Oh boy! Well, they put her in a lot of movies.
They did, yeah. Shirley Temple.
Why don't you come up and see me sometime?
Yeah, yeah, but that's the highest paid he's mentioned, right?
Yeah, and that's a woman too. That's great.
And Shirley Temple, 120,000 that year. Clark Gable in 1942, in 1 year, was able to make $350,000.
Oh,
that was in 42.
Gone with the Wind.
I think that was 37.
Oh. And so after the success of that, he was commanding big bucks.
You know, I was looking for his salary, and I don't know if this is right, but for inflation's sake, Gone with the Wind's the highest grossing film of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's a report that said because he had a back-end deal, he made $1.8 million from that film.
Which was enormous money in those days.
But I don't know if that's true. So, but that's what I read. I got to do a little bit more research.
Movie stars. All right, what's coming up in the news, man?
So much stuff, including a little more Halloween-themed stuff, say goodbye to American cheese, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Right now, we will take call number 9-800-400-3697 and give you a pair of tickets for the closing night festivities at the Mill Valley Film Festival. You'll get to see If Beale Street Could Talk Sunday, October 14th at the Rafael Theater, and then you get tickets to the closing night party at the San Rafael Elks Lodge. Be caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Humane Society Silicon Valley's Tales and Ales, happening Saturday, October 13th. Get your tickets at talesales.org.
Woo!
Here's what's happening. We do have a huge movies review coming up in about a half an hour
peak
from
for the
now.
Week, yeah.
And in a related story to one of the movies that will be reviewed, an American and Russian space flyer are in good shape after they were forced to abort their trip to the International Space Station due to a rocket anomaly. This was today that there was a launch. NASA astronaut Nick Hague and Russian cosmonaut Alexei Ovchinin were due to begin a six-month stint in orbit with their launch from Russia's... Oh, please. I cannot.
You can. You can do
it. I cannot
do
it.
Just give it a try.
Just minutes after liftoff at 1:40 this morning, the rocket booster experienced a problem and the ascent was aborted. Video shows the booster breaking up at high altitude. And I guess the spacecraft the humans were in was thrown clear of the rocket. Plunged back to Earth. They say it hit 6 to 7 G's on its way back.
Oh, boy.
They had a search crew go out, a search and rescue team go out and locate the craft, and it looks like the guys are okay. They've been brought back to the Cosmonaut Center outside Moscow for further examination and debriefing.
Mm.
But that's huge, and it doesn't seem like it's as big a story as it should be. two people were flying into space and it blew up.
Yeah.
And they're alive.
Yeah, well, thank goodness. I know. A crash land in Kazakhstan. Hey. Corey Rosen just walked in.
Hey.
Hi, Corey.
Or he's here to help us peek for the week. Yeah, it's. I mean, I'm glad to hear that they survived. It is funny how sort of sideline news is, but like, I didn't even realize we were sending people. I thought that they had like, that the whole space station was
done.
Was done.
Right.
Like, didn't we hear that like everything's falling off of it? And
well, yeah.
But these guys were about to go.
And
up there,
how many billions of dollars went into that thing too?
Mm-hmm. It's how we learn how we're gonna deal. Once we get out into space.
New testing shows jewelry loaded with a toxic metal, cadmium?
Yeah.
Cadmium?
Cadmium.
Cadmium is being sold by national retailers like Ross, Nordstrom Rack, and Papaya. The testing was done for the Center for Environmental Health, and it showed the jewelry sold with women's apparel was nearly pure cadmium.
Which apparently is...
Extended exposure causes cancer.
Super dangerous.
And reproductive harm.
Right.
Wow.
The tests were done on jewelry sold here in San Francisco.
Yeah.
So.
And they found some of it was 100% cadmium. Right. Like, it's, this is the first I'm hearing. I thought you had to, like, eat heavy metals in order for them to be a problem.
Wow.
I don't know.
Just wearing them sounds benign, but.
We've talked a lot about how, I mean, and I think it's great to see a person, but most often women, who put a whole thing together.
Sure.
And there's accessories and...
You have put that something... What a nice package you're presenting.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And yet, that junk jewelry, man, just doesn't seem worth it.
I know.
You know?
It must be cheap and plentiful and...
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're like, we need to get this out of China. Let's put this into some jewelry and get it the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Wasn't China also accused of putting like lead? Like there was a bunch of lead in toys.
Yes.
Come on, China. Stop it.
Well, listen, they make everything.
Yeah.
Every single thing.
Right. So don't put lead in
it. I swear it's frightening to look around. Forget just your house. You can look around all over at work, at home, at everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it was probably made in China.
Yep. China.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vinny.
Fast fact, fact, fast fact.
In China, Spain, and Greece, people mix wine with Coca-Cola.
They do?
Yeah.
Why do
where,
they do that?
Give it again. Where?
In China, Spain,
and
Greece,
right.
People mix wine with Coca-Cola.
Yeah, I will mix, if I have red wine at home and Coke, I will mix, pour some ice, mix red wine and Coca-Cola in.
I will definitely add club soda, mm-hmm. but I've never
not
added
really a red wine person,
Coca-Cola.
But,
oh, you like it if you put Coke in it.
Yeah, but my friend told me about that drink. I forgot what it's called. It's called something, this particular drink.
Huh,
but,
has a name.
Yeah.
Someone
the red wine and
someone
Coke.
Will text that.
Yeah. I'm sure it's like Irish Coke, right?
I guess so, right? Danger Coke.
It's good, though. I like the...
The mix is good.
Yeah. I like the fizzle.
Yeah. Well, I like to put... Wine. Let's. I want a little of the club soda in. It makes a glass of wine a little easier for me to choke down.
Oh, you cut it with club soda.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But that's just called a spritzer, right? I thought that was a thing.
I've heard of white wine. I never heard of a spritzer with red wine.
I don't think I've ever done it with red wine, but I would.
Sounds good.
Anything to make it not taste like wine.
Speaking of Greece, here's a story from the Greek island of Santorini. Hooman, you been to Santorini?
I have been to Greece, but not Santorini. I've just been to Athens.
Oh, all right. Well, unfortunately for Greek tourists of Greece, I should say, Greece has banned obese tourists from riding donkeys.
Oh.
Apparently, some type of PETA group went and examined the state of the donkeys being used to tote around the heavy tourists who were going up and down these hills and didn't want to make the walk, and they realized these animals can't take the weight you're putting them under. And so
they're gonna fall down the cliff.
I always wondered about that.
I feel
heavy people get on the donkeys.
They are just little guys.
So it's a happy day for the beasts of burden on the Greek island of Santorini, as the government has banned obese tourists weighing over 220 pounds from riding the island's famous donkeys. Apparently,
so that's the cutoff.
This island is known for its picturesque whitewashed buildings with blue roofs.
Oh, sure. I actually feel like I've seen pictures of that.
Well, they say this is one of the most Instagrammable destinations in the world, and it's a very popular cruise ship stop.
Sure, the donkeys all just, all their knees were shaking. They'd see some big dude coming over and be like, oh, no, you got to be, come on, man.
In my life now, I'm just going to jump off this cliff. I'm tired.
They say the steep hills there often intimidate out-of-shape tourists who'd rather ride the donkeys than walk up the steep streets and go to places where cars can't take them. So it looks like... And by the way, this story is... It's the government of Greece.
Yeah, this is not us.
Text them with your complaints about 220 being their obese cutoff. That's those guys.
People are saying wine and Coke is called Kalimoto.
Kalimoto?
Yeah. Kalimoto. Okay. K-A-L-I-M-O-T-X-O. Kalimocho?
Kalimocho.
Kalimocho.
Okay.
Thank you, Corey.
A Kalimocho. I like that.
Sarah, I've known you a long time.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Hello. One of my favorite things about you through the years
is... what's it going to be?
Take it easy. What is your deal? Why are you hiding behind your mic stand? One of my favorite things through the years has been as a celebrity person makes the news or story is passing by, you'll often say something like, I think me and that person would make great friends.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. Like, Jen Aniston is the one. I mean, we'd obviously be friends.
Truly something you've put a little thought into, where you're like, I think we would get along great, and I've had fantasies about us sort of spending time together.
Yeah. Oh, me and Jen? We have a long... She doesn't know about it, but we have a long history together.
I find that...
I look around my group of girlfriends, I go, where's Jen?
Who dropped Jen?
So, let me ask you, as you fantasize about, you know... people in life and how you'd connect. Do you ever fantasize about cuddling with any strangers?
No, never.
Never goes to a cuddle point.
I don't really like. I don't mind cuddling. I do, and I want to be held if something's wrong. You know, I like to be cuddled, but I'm not like a person who's just wants to. Like, I don't cuddle in bed.
You don't?
Well, I guess maybe no. Actually, I don't. Like, I'm too hot to do it while we're just sleeping. And I'm not like, I mean, I feel like I got stuff to do now that we're done.
Do you
whatever
think
other
that's in part because you've been married, you know, what is it, 30 years?
25 years.
25 years?
You know, I'm trying to think if I used, I mean, I guess, you know, when we were spending larger chunks of time in bed, maybe there was some cuddling in between, but not like, oh, snuggles, snookies, or anything like that.
Here's just one person's observation. While you are sassy as hell, and I could see you totally turning on someone and being like, get off me!
Yeah, sure.
I also know you to be extremely emotional and sensitive.
Yes.
To the point where you're like, please don't cry right now. Like, I just don't want to. Oh, no, she's crying.
Sometimes I hear a song, I'm like,
so there's two sides of you there that would be.
Yeah, but
someone wondering.
If I'm having, like, you know, how everybody has their bouts of sadness, or, you know, you might be blue or you're a little depressed. Like, there have definitely been times when I have crawled into my husband's lap and just been like, just stroke my head. And I'm sure he's like, oh, great.
But he probably is great. Like, great. She needs me for something other than
all the other things that I do in her life. I'm sure he's like, oh, great. One more thing I have to do for her. So what? But, you know, that's more about like kind of wanting to be held. That's not really, I don't think of it as cuddling. Like, even like, you know, like you might cuddle with a dog or something.
A survey asked people, and 22% of women and 17% of men say they sometimes fantasize about cuddling with someone other than their partner.
Oh.
Could be a celebrity, could be someone they know.
Fantasize about it. Like, they don't,
but
it doesn't
it's non-sexual.
Go past that.
Right. It's just,
I just want to be curled up next to that person. Have you? What about you, Vinny?
I can't say that I've ever fantasized about strictly cuddling.
It's always gone further than that. Did it start with cuddling, but then it became something more?
I don't
more?
Think it goes... How can I explain this? I got to be so careful.
Yes, you do.
I know I do. I really appreciate the look of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone is walking by and mm-hmm. I find them attractive, I get I don't know, it's not an adrenaline shot, but I get like a...
It's like a horniness
no,
shot?
No, I just... It's a nice feeling to see someone that you go...
Get
oh
a little stirring,
God,
maybe?
She's so beautiful.
Mm.
Wow.
But you're not...
But
you're
it doesn't
thinking...
go to sexual. I don't catcall. I'm not being weird. I'm just...
In your head, you might picture banging them.
No, I'm not. That's
no,
what I'm saying.
I feel like
I'm
you are.
I'm talking about
that.
Being in a grocery store or like a parking lot. I'm not...
Yeah.
It doesn't go to that. Now... I'm not saying I don't fantasize sexually about women, but that's not that. Those are two different things. One is just simply a pleasurable look.
Uh-huh.
There's not...
You're having a moment of appreciation.
Yeah, there's no... It doesn't go to,
but
boy,
so
what
does
I could
it ever,
do.
So you're saying...
If, no, and I don't
if it was
ever
gonna
think
go,
just, oh boy, could
oh,
I make
I'd
the
like
spoons
to,
with that lady.
Right.
No, it doesn't go there. Mm. I just don't think like that.
Human. Oh, is he just gone?
Oh, he's not there.
I thought he was there.
Do you think about cuddling boys?
No.
Right.
Yeah.
Dogs, but not people.
But even that, do you ever fantasize about cuddling a dog? Like, isn't the question, do you fantasize?
It's weird.
Like,
that's
no.
what I'm trying to say to you. It doesn't go there.
If I see a big fluffy dog, I'm like, oh, I just want to roll around that dog.
Okay. All right. I do think Toddy looks inviting. Brin's dog. You know, it's very fluffy. Very fluffy. I guess I've pictured about myself hugging that dog.
Yeah.
I'm afraid he'll bite me, but that's my fear of dogs.
This next story is fun because I had a friend who, I forget why we ended up in the conversation, probably gotten something for lunch or whatever, but this is back when I worked at a surf shop in San Diego. He comes in and he's got this long rap about how cheese isn't orange and he won't eat orange cheese.
Right.
It's not orange.
It's not. It's been dyed.
So, only white cheeses.
I'm
fully
with
like,
him.
I was kind of like, you're right.
Yeah.
It's been dyed in order to be, in order to
look
differentiate
cheesy.
Itself from other cheeses.
I guess so, yeah.
So, American cheese.
Yes.
You know, the bright orange, almost plasticized
yeah.
version of cheese. It looks like people are no longer eating that.
You know what's kind of sad about that?
People
ben?
Have fallen out of love with the bright orange American cheese stuffed with preservatives created in a lab.
There are certain American cheeses, like I don't want a Kraft single. That's disgusting. It's just like cheese food. I don't want the cheese they put on burgers at fast food places like McDonald's or Burger King. And when I used to buy American cheese at the store, they would have the block of orange American cheese and a mm-hmm. block of white American cheese. And I would always say, give me the white American. Sounds as racist as laundry, but that is what I wanted, you know?
Well, it's going, even
I
through...
actually like American cheese. I just don't like the fake stuff.
Even the fast food restaurants are now going to more normal cheese options
oh.
for the sandwiches they
oh,
serve.
Oh, they are? Like
sure,
what?
Wendy's is offering Asiago.
Asiago? I don't even know what Asiago tastes like. Must be
Panera
a
Bread took
cheese.
American yeah. cheese out of its grilled cheese. Even
oh.
McDonald's is using a version of American cheese that doesn't have any artificial preservatives.
Well.
So it looks like that's changing.
Yeah, you know how when you handle a piece of cheese and it, like a piece of cheese, you should be able to sort of crack it and it's just, you know, it's just like the right kind of cheese. I guess maybe you couldn't crack brie. That's pretty creamy. But you know that like floppy, almost
stick to your
oily,
fingers, right?
Just like, what is this? Like, I find that highly unappetizing.
I agree with you. Our yeah. text number is 800-400-3697. Oh, I should mention there is NFL football tonight. The Eagles play the Giants as it's Thursday night. How'd this happen? Oh, because we had Monday off.
Yeah, we had Monday off.
Right.
The Eagles, though, boy, they're crap in the bed
yeah, they
after
are.
Winning.
Well,
Super Bowl. Good luck, guys.
Baseball's back tomorrow night, by the way.
And those are the...
That's the Brewers-Dodgers series, and then the next night will be the Astros-Red Sox.
Sox.
Right. Mm-hmm. On with the text. So 408 says, he's a lawyer, but he's arguing like a crazy person. Oh, good. We found Trump's next Supreme Court justice nominee.
Oh, perfect. That's great. That'll be super.
Hey, Homan.
Yeah.
Hey, Homan.
Don't you think that a Black Widow origins story will almost be the same as Red Sparrow?
So we talked about that when we reviewed that film. And there's no way, because Marvel will never show the things that were shown in Red Sparrow. Never. That movie was so
That's
violent.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
Red Sparrow was.
Yeah. I mean, there are some similarities, and people were really upset that the Red Sparrow film stole from Black Widow. And But everyone just calm down. One's an R-rated version, and I'm 100% sure the Black Widow is going to be PG-13.
Because it's a Marvel's movie.
It's a Marvel movie.
More from Hooman after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.